Hancock and Kelly. We're joined in studio right now by Joe Cordell. He's a principal of Cordell & Cordell, the largest family law firm in the United States. Mr. Cordell, welcome back to KMOX.
Thank you. I'm glad you had me on.
Your practice mainly helps men dealing with divorce as it relates to custody issues, correct?
Yeah. Our practice is dedicated to serving men in domestic relations cases, often divorce.
And when custody issues come up inside of divorce, historically, the deck has really been stacked in favor of the mother, correct?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that that there's a lot of stereotyping that goes on, gender stereotyping, but in this case, in terms of dad's importance to the family. And so an example of that sort of gender bias has been in family law courts for decades, but there's not been the champions of that cause that have run to the assistance of other victims of gender assistance, for example, or gender discrimination, like women in the workplace and other things that needed to be remedied. But still, there's that dark corner that still, doesn't get the attention that it should in terms of discrimination and equal rights. And that's men's legitimate role in the family and the duty of courts to protect that.
So, of course, family law takes place inside of state courts, correct?
For the most part, it's governed by state law, yes.
And so are we starting to see state legislatures come forth with legislation to say, hey, wait a minute, let's equal this process and have a true discourse on who might be the best parent or if joint custody were to make sense?
Well, it's funny you should ask. Actually, yeah, it's one of the things I hoped we could talk about was that there is some legislation that's pending actually in Missouri right now. And I would argue that this is representative. I mean, this is not real atypical, despite, the fact that, yes, the playing field is still not level. However, it's not as bad as it was. An example of that is that there's legislation pending. It's passed the House. It's going to be going before the Senate. I don't know the probability of its actual
success. This is in the Missouri legislature?
In Missouri. That attempts to assist dads in getting their legitimate time with their kids after divorce. I mean, the custody rules are a big source of conflict in both in divorce courts and after divorce courts in terms of dad's access to the children. And so historically, mom always got her money. Money was assisted by numerous agencies and whatnot. They came to the assistance of mom to assure that she got the financial resources she was promised. Meanwhile, dad was left out in the cold when it came to access to his children, his participation in their lives, etc. This legislation is an example of an effort to help remedy that. And it does a couple things. Number one, in terms of the divorce itself, it tells judges that they're to have a strong preference for equal time. And this language is much stronger than any language we've seen in the past in legislation in Missouri. And additionally, it provides a quick remedy in the event that the parent who has the children in some ways denies the other parent's time with the children. So you have this preference for equal time. You also have a remedy for which there are teeth, attorney's fees, a change of custody if it's a repeated offense. And then finally, you have a means to get into the court very quickly. Historically, these motions they just languished in the courts. I mean, months would go by, without being able to get a court date.
Yeah, a couple of questions. Recognizing that every case is unique and different, clearly. But there certainly has to be studies out there, as long as we've been dealing with divorce as a culture, as to what's best for the child. And what do those studies say in terms of custody?
And, the studies are just unambiguous. And they say that it's critical that dads be involved in children's lives. And at certain life periods, developmental periods, it's even more crucial, one could argue, than moms. But we know that kids who have dads involved after divorce are less likely to drop out of high school. They're less inclined to engage in any sort of violent crime. They tend to have more psychological health in adulthood. I mean, there's just numerous studies that support this.
Yeah, no question about it. I've been married 25 years, and I told my wife I've given her the best years of my life, Joe. She said, which two were they? One of the things that people who haven't gone through a divorce, I think, don't realize is how much litigation occurs after the case is settled. How much of your practice is doing post-settlement litigation?
Perhaps even a third. I mean, yeah. You're right. You're absolutely right, John. A lot of the conflict and cost of litigation occurs after the divorce itself. and of course, this is where children are involved. But they will, it'll be a case where maybe a Thanksgiving has come along or other very critical times that a dad who doesn't have primary custody is counting on access to his kids, and mom, for whatever reason, denies that. And dad historically has not had a practical remedy. I mean, it would cost him many thousands of dollars and many months to get the court's attention, and by then it's largely moot.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the court, I would think, they look at the best interests of the welfare of the children when they enter into these agreements. And is that codified in law? Is that a requirement by the court?
Yeah, the phrase best interest, thankfully, is given some shape by the legislature, and a number of factors are listed that the court is to consider. And this proposed legislation is an example of that. It's where they say, among other things to be considered, is the fact that equal time is hugely important and that there's a strong preference, a strong presumption in favor of that. So best interest is now, by this legislation, defined to strongly be associated with equal time.
Well, Missouri's never known for breaking ground as it relates to new legislation. This equalization of custody, has it been passed in other legislatures, and have we then seen a product thereof where there is a far more fair way of making sure that custody is distributed between the two people?
Yeah, that's a good point you raise, is that this effort has been made in a number of states. Typically, any legislature has to leave sufficient flexibility on the part of a judge to consider individual cases. So therein lies, depending on your perspective, an opportunity for a fair outcome or as I would view it, an opportunity for mischief on the part of the courts. Because if they conclude that despite this presumption, remember that this presumption is rebuttable, that if there are special circumstances that they can deviate from that and go to sole custody. So often what has happened is that where you have this strong preference for equal time, the court will find that sufficient evidence exists at a hearing to deviate from that recommendation.
Does legislation like this probably maybe help keep things out of court and potentially have partners going to mediation where they can avoid the long drawn out court process because there's some established principles of some shared custody?
Yeah, you're right in that I think you're saying you would suspect that if you're reading this before getting to the courthouse,
right,
you would think, I need to cut a deal. And I think it does have that effect, which is a benign, a very positive impact of the legislation.
Some of these cases obviously get quite contentious, and I would imagine that one spouse, maybe the spouse that has primary custody, oftentimes will just move away. They'll move to another state or maybe even another country. How difficult is it to resolve these child custody issues when you've got so much distance between the former spouses?
Well, it was, if you had asked that question 25 years ago, John, I'd be saying that, you know, it's really tough because states don't cooperate, and so a parent will take refuge in a state that's very favorable to their perspective on the custody arrangement. But now I can tell you that there's interstate compacts where it is enforced, and it's a very clear expression of alienation, of one parent's intent to exclude the other. I mean, it's about as clear an expression of that as you could imagine. And under those circumstances, you know, many states will have legislation that will allow a court to change custody even. But as a practical matter, it's hard to get judges often to do that because they're looking more at the disruption to the child than the fixing of this access to dad.
So this bill is pending in the Missouri legislature. Do you have the bill number handy right there?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, there's the House bill is 2055.
Yeah.
And the Senate bill is 964. That question must have come from a former legislator.
It may have. He is Joe Cordell. He's the principal at Cordell and Cordell, a great law firm here in St. Louis. They're all over the world now. They're an office in London. They've got offices in 65 cities across the United States. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a person having a phone conversation in the elevator.
What? Yeah, no, I'm in the elevator. The elevator! Yeah! Anyway, I bundled our home and auto insurance through Progressive. No, bundled! We're gonna save big bucks now. No, bucks! Bucks!
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Hello? Hello? She hung up.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.